I firmly believe that only God can heal our land, and he's waiting for the American people to wake up to what's going on around them about a government that is actually denying God, and in doing so is bent on taking away those rights and liberties and freedoms given to us by God, in contradiction to the very organic law upon which we're based. So I think that I learned a lot about the spiritualness of the battle. I've never regretted what I did. I did exactly what I knew I was to do, and that's to stand firm and not let some federal judge tell me to remove a monument, which he had no right to do anyway. What they fear most is my acknowledgement of the sovereignty of God. You know, even the judge on the federal bench didn't say it was about the Ten Commandments. He said, the issue is, can the state acknowledge God? And in his opinion, he said this, and I quote, while the Chief Justice is free to keep whatever religious belief he chooses, the state, talking about Alabama, may not acknowledge the sovereignty of the Judeo-Christian God and attribute to that God a religious freedom. When he said that, he violated not only our Constitution, but the case law of the United States Supreme Court, which says our religious freedom comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't come from God, people have to realize we will lose it. And that's happening in our country today with the establishment of Sharia law, the allowance of religious practices for other groups but not Christians. Free argument and debate will always come out on the side of truth. So if you cut off free argument and debate, then error survives and becomes dangerous. And we can see that in our schools with the teaching of evolution. That's exactly what's got all the way up to the highest level of our government. President of the United States talks about his evolving standards. Well, you know, when you got evolving standards, you don't have any standards at all to begin with. Because truth, like you said at the beginning, is fixed. And if your standard is truth, it's not going to change.
Mm.
But we see it changing, you know, seemingly with our government.